It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
What it is, you know what it is, it's Tyrus. The Timf and I decided to put out one of our favorite past episodes this week for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode of Tyrus and Timf, Nuff Said. What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timf with a special Devin in the producer seat. Is that about right?
Devin's
the voice of reason.
She's the like the moderator.
Yeah. Ah, yes.
Yeah. I'd say she's like the moderator.
Yes. Yeah. I probably should redo it, but I'm not going to. So
that's how we roll.
But for those of you who don't know, and I'm not going to use my hands this week, I'm the Tyrus. She's the Timf.
Yeah, sure am.
Devin, so there'll be no more pointing since
thank
I realized
you.
That was a complete waste of movement. My heart, and thank
yeah,
you guys
we need to get
for the
a
last
video
5 years
in here.
Of never telling me. We actually have one, it just doesn't work. It's just set on you, actually. So, pretty sure I know where Gutfeld sits when it does his podcast. Which you can watch pretty much Monday through Saturday, and then you can rest on Sunday only on
Fox News Channel.
There we go. All right, so. Kat, I know you don't have children, but
no,
you do
not
have
not that
a,
I know of.
Not yeah, that you
not
know
that she knows of.
Not since your many days of bouncing clubs in Detroit. Might have been a couple weird nights. That would be extremely
blacked
weird.
Blacked out for nine months.
Oh, 10 months. The old Dean Martin thing. Yeah. I couldn't remember the last 4 years. So, but you do have a cat and a dog
mm-hmm.
and a husband. So,
yes.
So you do a lot of monitoring and judging and... So in an effort to, in this day and age of cyber monsters, and people always say to me, they're like, oh man, there's so many more pedophiles now and weirdos and diddlers and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, no, there's not more. They just can network now.
I've got to say, I am not up on my diddler stats. Like,
right.
I don't know if there are more, if there are fewer. I know that I'm against it.
Yeah, everyone's always against diddling. No one ever has used the word diddle, nary a time in
nary
a positive,
no.
positive light.
Mm-mm.
But so that's the difference is they have little networks now and they communicate and they can get on the internet with each other where before they basically lived in solitude. So it's like more dangerous because they compare notes and they whatever. It's a horrible, horrible thing. And so you have to really arm your kids. It's no longer worrying about that one house because in my neighborhood,
right.
we knew there's that one house you just didn't go over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's just Mr. Finley. You just didn't go to Mr. Finley's house. I don't care how many Snickers and glasses of wine and aspirin he offered you. You just did not go to his house, you know. And his house was always the best kept and had the most decorations at Christmas.
Mm.
He was like a spider. His web would just allure unsuspecting young boys over there. So we just knew as a group, no one goes over there, no matter how many Happy Meals there might be set on his door and stuff. Didn't mean we didn't torment him because, you know, mongooses mess with cobras when they don't have to. So, but that was it. Everybody knew, you know, he didn't, if he called us up on the phone, we'd be like, ew, and hang up. We knew it was a bad man. Now they can send text messages and play Roblox with you and follow you on social media and basically trick kids that they're other kids. So in an effort, Ingrid and I, to empower our daughter, was if you ever get a strange text message from a stranger, attack them.
Yeah.
Immediately. Don't take...
You have permission.
You
just
have
use
permission.
Whatever bad words
just
you want.
Just go ahead.
You can go. You can go.
Go off.
What I didn't... And I guess... can we just roll the tape?
Yeah, we... Yeah. Georgie told us this story, and we're going to let her say it in her own
and
words.
And then, okay. As a journalist, if you could break it down for us, that would be
all
phenomenal.
Right, perfect.
I think it's best that... Georgie, I have one question. What were you thinking? Now, for those at home, I will describe the moment what happened.
No.
You got a message from AT&T offering you a job, and they were willing to pay you $7,500 to start. And you responded by saying what?
I wrote no. Mom. Can I see that, please?
Oh, do you need to refresh?
Yes.
Me?
Yeah, please read the text to us if you would, Georgie.
F off, you f.
And Now, Georgie's mother, can you please explain to us the reason?
Yes. So years ago when my older sons were little, I think it was Dr. Phil actually that I was watching, and he explained to parents in the audience and everyone watching that usually predators for children are looking for the innocence in children. They're looking for innocent victims. And so I taught my older sons. And then, of course, when Georgie came along, we taught her that if anyone's ever trying to talk to you, that's a stranger, much less anything worse than that, that you have our permission to kick them where the sun doesn't shine and use every curse word possible.
This is one of those situations where the message might have been misconstrued. But I get it. I get it.
There was one I accidentally did. There was a stranger on my phone, which I was actually going to text them, but I hit the wrong phone number, and I texted my friend.
And what did you say to your friend?
And I checked it, and I hit the wrong phone number, and I said, "Fuck off, you bitch. Get your ass off my phone. I don't want your can you do that? Give me your address."
Oh, dear.
One time, they made me really mad. I put the most amount of
I have one question. Where did you learn this word? Who is responsible for teaching you this word? I'm sorry, what? What? Well, who are you pointing at?
The one who's talking.
Me? Yes. I taught you the F word?
Yes.
So there you have it. You are the bad influence there, Tyrus.
I think that she's extremely clever.
Amazingly.
Because when I was younger, I got in trouble for saying f*** on AOL Instant Messenger to my friend. And my parents were like, they were so upset. They made me call and apologize to her family. And they were like, okay. But what I could have done is just said, I accidentally did that.
I thought it was
that's a good
predator.
One. That's a good one. The accident excuse, that's good. I wish I could have a time machine to use that.
Yeah, she's clever, if there ever was clever. It's funny how the world has changed, because my favorite Christmas movie of all time is he said the F word one time while his dad changed the tire.
Yeah.
Blamed it on his friend, and it was the most vicious beating you had ever heard over the phone. It was that one time the F bomb was the worst thing a young adolescent human being could say in the presence of others, where Georgie has not only perfected it, like most kids usually use it in the wrong term.
Oh, she had it.
No, she had
like, it.
They'll be like, when they first get the F word, they don't quite know how to mold it right. And so, editors, you're going to have fun with this week's episode. So they're like, fuck, bitch, fuck, fucker, like, fucker, fuck, fuck, like, you fucking a fuck. Like, that was probably the first time she ever said it. That's what she said to me. And then she'd run and be like, because I was doing something, and I was like, fuck, you know, like, F-bomb, F-bomb. And then this little two-year-old is running her mom and goes up to her with a smile on her face and goes, fucking a fuck, mommy. And I'm just like, where did you hear that? But her English wasn't good that time, so she just kept pointing. And I'm like, I don't know. It must have been on TV or something. But I didn't know. But now she's perfected it. Like, Richard Pryor, rest his soul.
No, like, she did a great
like,
job.
She got it. That motherfucker can cuss.
She was like, don't give me your address.
No,
like,
she put
get
it
off
there.
My phone.
She don't play. And I sent you guys the text message. She has I didn't even know there was an emoji middle finger.
Middle finger emoji.
And one other thing that came out of this is the extended remix was her mother was not like, how dare you post that? She's like, I didn't know that. I would have been sending that to your dad a long time ago. So now that, you know, Ingrid has now learned a new emoji to send to me, because before it was the deuces sign. Now it's just the single. So
there you go.
Yeah. So that was that.
Simplify it there.
Is this a good message for children?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a great message for children.
In the context of it, yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, I don't want sailor mouth, because she knows the difference.
Right.
Like, she goes to a private school, and I've never gotten a call, Mr. Murdoch, like, talk to you about your daughter's language at PE today when soccer didn't go her way.
See, I had that problem.
Yeah.
I wouldn't stop saying shit.
Yeah.
When I was a child.
That was your go-to?
Yeah, it was just shit. So then it was like, because my mom had a horrible mouth, and I heard my mom say it.
Right.
And then so I would get in trouble when she said it. But then, like, if I ever heard her say it, that I owed her a dollar. But then if I said it, I owed her one back.
Did your mom have a curse that, like, you knew you were in trouble if she said, like, the certain curse word?
No, I think she's just good at swearing.
Yeah.
Like, as we got older, I remember we were, like, having a conversation in the basement. My dad came downstairs, and I was, like, in college. He was like, I've never heard so much swearing in my entire life.
Yeah, you know,
two of you talking to each other.
Although I watched Richard Pryor a lot sooner than I probably should have as a child. But my mother in traffic was pretty solid. I had never heard the use of the F word done so creatively. You know, like, it was a whole statement and an adjective, and it went on forever. And you would just be sitting there, and I remember looking back at my brother and just giggling, like, man, mom's got a trash mouth. But I knew not to do it at school. And my daughter, to the point where when she's at school, she gets praised for how sweet she is and how good of a student she is. Like, even I'm like, what happens if you bump your head or stub your toe? She's like, no, I know better. But at home, if she's around me, she'll be like, man, dad, that's fucked up, man. You just laid some mom's needed. I wouldn't want to be your ass right now. And we were driving in the car. Sometimes, because her mom don't play that. Ingrid don't play that. Like, you got a bad mouth, you're going to get called on it. Me, I'm a comedian.
I can get away with it with my dad.
Yeah, you know, and it's like
mom,
funny to me. You know, I'm like that Tony Robbins approach where it's just a word. But we were in the car. I forget what something happened, and she was making fun of my beard or something. I was losing the argument, and my daughter in the back was like, God damn. And I was just like, and I just stopped. Like, and her mom was like, excuse me? You know, and she's like, you killing him. I'm just sorry. I just felt. But her timing is, like, unbelievable. Like, she has fully got it. Like, my son doesn't really get it, like, at all. Like, we were getting one time. We come back from the movies, and I only have one rule, and it's like, I will take pictures with anybody, but I don't take pictures with my kids.
Right. Yep.
Because I'm not explaining how I lost my child taking a selfie. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not going to happen. And I was like, no, I'm sorry, with my kids, I don't take pictures. And this guy was really persistent, and he was like, oh, it's for my sister. And then I said, I'm sorry, bro, I'm with my children. I don't take pictures. Have a good day.
Right.
He followed me to the car, to where now I'm becoming protective dad. And as I'm loading my son into the car, I turn and I said, bro, I've already told you I'm not taking pictures with you. I don't give a damn who it's for. Have a good day. I'm with my kid. Enough. And he was like, oh, I'll tell the world about you. Please do.
Yeah,
go ahead. But kick rocks, right? I get back in the car, and my son was like, gee Willikers, Dad, that motherfucker just didn't get it. And I went, okay, first of all.
The G Willikers combo.
Yeah, it's just not good.
No, it's great.
Is it?
It's perfect.
Oh, it's great. That's artistic, because it's like G, which is like
it's
a Brady
innocent.
Bunch swear.
Yeah,
and then,
like,
so,
I was
so
not.
So then you're not seeing the f***ers. Like, you don't expect f***ers to
it
come after
you in
that.
The face.
Yeah, it did. And then I was very critical of, those two don't go together, son. You either go rated G or you go rated R, but there is no rated GR. Like, you gotta make a choice.
I think that's crazy.
I know. Chaps who works at Barca, one of his kids, when they're younger, would say, what in the f***ing heck?
Yeah.
Which I think
because they
also
haven't mastered.
Epic. What
they haven't,
in the f***ing heck?
They haven't quite mastered. They don't, see, kids don't have meaning. They don't understand things in meaning. They don't think in adult sexual terms and negative terms. And that's what, not to get on a platform here, but, like, that's what nobody gets about this whole thing with kids trying to get them on gender stuff and all those other things. Kids don't think in adult terms.
Right.
They don't think that way. So to put it on them is confusing to them. It's the same word with cuss words. They don't, although I think she knows what the definition means now.
She
thinks it means you're a jerk. But she doesn't think of it like in a, what I would say, like a naughty way.
Right.
She doesn't think it in a sexual way. She just thinks that's the word you say when you don't like somebody.
Right.
Or you get mad. You know, because if she said, hey, what does it mean? I'm like, oh, that's when you don't like somebody.
Right.
So it's in that context. So again, I'm sure there's going to be a few bulldozer parents out there that are going to be like, oh, my God, he lets his children talk that way. I'm like, would you prefer that she be sweet and innocent and have some idiot give her directions to where the ice cream truck is on social media?
Yeah, I would not prefer that.
I would not either.
I would not either. So we're in agreement that's good parenting.
I agree.
Hey, I'm all for it.
So if you guys ever have critters, you'll be just fine with that.
We'll see.
See?
We'll
see? See?
Oh, I'm going to definitely.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I, like, depends on, you know, where we'll be when I have kids.
Yeah. Well,
in the world of technology.
Yeah, it'll probably be the metaverse.
Yeah, who knows? I'm going to have to really be
physically
careful.
He could have a child.
Exactly.
Your metaverse avatar children.
I bet that when I have a kid, my kid's first word will be daddy, but it will not be, they'll hear it from Uncle Keith.
Yeah, it'll be the wrong one.
It'll be a different connotation.
That'll be okay too. You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Do we even talk about the slap? Or are we going to be the one show to say, no, we're not going to talk about
it? I've been talking so much about the slap. I got to talk about the slap tonight. I got to talk about the slap on Sunday. Can't hit somebody over
no,
a joke.
Bad.
It's bad.
I think I know where you both stand on this topic.
But let me ask you this. How much of it, the responsibility? Now, look, I know Will's responsible. He's a grown-ass man. But you guys have all been in relationships where you've been somewhere and someone said something wrong or something you didn't like. When your significant other stands up, you grab them. You don't need to do this. You don't need to do this. Thank you. We'll deal with him later.
Right.
But this is your moment. This is your time. Not get him. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Or just don't say anything and just let him go.
Yeah,
I think
just
that's kind of where I think it was.
Well, the part on camera that we didn't see,
yeah,
that
we didn't
Chris
see
Rock,
that
Chris reacted to was the exchange between them because he laughed.
Yeah.
And he didn't like giggle. I mean, like ha, head back laugh. Cause
well, they showed that and then they showed her eye roll.
Jada her eye roll.
But we didn't
and
see
then
the
she
other
in,
interaction.
Because then Chris was like, no, it's all love. So he was trying to clean up their interaction.
Right.
And it was probably something to the effect, you're just going to let this happen?
Yeah.
You know, and then he went and he did what he did. And I think if he would have got up and if she was truly in the moment about him, even though she was insulted, and again, I don't think it was that bad of an insult, but again, I'm not. Sometimes you think people
were
so sensitive.
Were there not worse jokes made at the about them?
Yeah.
I think Regina Hall made a joke about
jokes.
Them.
They were, I mean, here's the thing. When you're the magnitude of stars that they are, and she's a TV star legend, no question, and Will Smith is who Will Smith is, when you open up your personal life to the extent that Jada did, people are going to tear into you. And I guess
right. When
you open that Pandora's box, I don't know if he had co-signed on it, but he had to deal with it and accept it and go forward. But you are going to get destroyed by anybody who has beef with you when you put that type of stuff out there. Me personally, I don't think the world needed to know what happens in their bedroom. I don't think there was any point to it to the extent that they went to where it made another person famous and at the expense of Will's manhood to a lot of insecure men on social media and angry women who wanted to basically, I mean, there was a lot of memes that don't even deserve to be repeated because they were just beyond the pale. Like, come on, man, that's not even cool. But when you slap somebody like he did, you've opened the door for even more of that. But again, it's Will Smith's fault. I think Jim Carrey said it best.
Yeah.
I
agreed with
what
Jim
I talked
Carrey.
About. It's just dysfunctional relationship coming to fruition. And the lesson is, it doesn't matter if you're winning the Academy Award or you're trying to order barbecue at your local pub. If you're in a bad relationship, it's going to show its ugly face at someone else's expense. And Chris Rock was on the wrong side of their toxic relationship because I think he should give the Academy Award back. And this is where we can have some fun with it because there's no way the Academy Award can take the Academy away. The Academy can take the Academy Award away from him slapping somebody when it has got far worse.
Yeah, there's some people,
you know what I'm saying?
That have done some things.
There's some diddlers.
There's some precisely
diddlers with awards walking around. Like
precisely.
And beginning of the show, we've already established that diddler is not a term of endearment.
No. We do not condone
no,
your
at all at any time. You don't even get if you must diddle.
Nope.
No. You just don't
absolutely
diddle.
Absolutely not.
And once a diddler, always a diddler. You could build bridges all across the world and be known as the most
awesome bridge guy.
The bridge guy.
The bridge
guy. You do
king
one diddle,
of bridge.
You're a diddler the rest of your life. Yep. I'm upset.
It's passion. Passion.
Because the diddler's got, one diddler in particular has got like a castle of Academy Awards, and no one's taking his away. And I think diddling is way worse than smacking somebody.
I agree with that.
That is something I can get behind unequivocally.
Yeah, I think
I
we
can
all stand in
unison
endorse here.
That.
I think we
yeah.
can all get behind that statement.
Hashtag
right there.
No diddle. Hashtag. I don't care what the circumstances.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Nary.
And I think you should be allowed, when a diddle attempt has happened, I think you should be allowed to call them the F word as much as you want.
Yeah, I agree.
And
do you think though someone gonna cast Will Smith in a film anytime soon?
You know what? That's a phenomenal question. But Will makes his own movies.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
I did not
know
that.
He produces.
Oh, so then there you go.
He doesn't have to worry about a damn thing.
Then that's probably why. He probably thought about it in his head and said, I'll still get work.
Yeah, because he is an institution.
There you go.
That's one of the things I'm so disappointed about, because there's certain brothers that have transcended the industry. You always hear about Tyler Perry, mm-hmm. you know, but like no one talks about Ice Cube. Ice Cube has his own label, his own movie company.
Huge fan.
He's his own businessman. You know, like he has, if you were going to be like somebody, he doesn't get any checks from no management, no industry. No one runs him. No one tells him what to create, artistically. It's all him. Snoop is getting that way, where he purchased Death Row and he's starting to do things himself where he doesn't have to rely.
P. Diddy.
Or be P. Diddy or whatever. But Will Smith also. The Rock is another one. These are brothers who have transcended the industry to where it's on their terms. Rock picks a script. This is the movie we're going to do.
Right.
You know, because not everyone's going to want to do Rampage. You know what I'm saying? But it's like in Will Smith when he did the one where he was his younger self. And that was an awesome movie. But the downside is you don't always get the machine behind it.
So do you think people will work with him, though, then? If he, let's say he's like, all right, next Will Smith movie, it's my production company, I want you guys on it. You think people will be like, yeah, sure, I'm in.
I was going to let Kat handle this one.
I mean, yes, they will.
Yeah.
Because yes, of course they will. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I guess.
I think what he did was horrible and wrong. Sure.
You know, what's the English guy's name who's hilarious?
Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, Gervais said if ISIS got a movie company and called you for an audition, they're going to go. They're going to go. I mean, look at China. Look at all the China stuff.
Hollywood.
They're literally they're genociding entire race of people. And Disney doesn't even bat an eyelash at it. So, of course they would. Again, if you're willing to make a movie for a known diddler.
Right.
A guy who slapped another guy,
a known diddler,
like it wasn't no secret, which confuses me because I'm going to be honest with you. If I ever got a 2 a.m. audition at a hotel, I'm not going. I'm like, wait a minute. Like, first of all, I need to get my 8 hours anyway. So it's a bad time for me. I got to get my rest. But then you go in the hotel and there's candle lights and a really out of shape man in a bathrobe and be like, yeah, this is an action movie. But I didn't know it was an action movie. I'm going to pass. This one is a nay no, you know, but you know, sometimes the drive for the dream overtakes our common senses. So they'll still do movies for Will. As bad as it was, it's not going to be until the first copycat happens to where people are going to really go, wow, what Smith did was horrible. Because now you get a comedian on stage, and if they have a Don Rickles or like,
right,
or whatever.
Do you think comedy clubs are going to like strengthen their security and stuff?
In the short term, because there is a group of people who are saying he was defending his woman's honor. And like I would have done the same thing. And I didn't think there'd be a lot of that because I'm like, wait, defending his honor? Did Chris Rock walk up to her with a white glove and smack her?
Right.
No, he made a joke. It wasn't even that bad.
Right.
I mean, that's you basically telling somebody that you're in shape. And like G.I. Jane kicked ass and took names in the men's army. You know what I'm saying? Like, and overcame everything. So someone to call you G.I. Jane, not to mention half the audience never saw it because they weren't even born yet. So people didn't necessarily get the joke.
Well, a lot of people didn't understand, too, that she suffers from alopecia.
Well, Jada has always had short hair. She's always done the short hair thing. And she's a beautiful woman, a powerful woman. So a little joke from Chris Rock shouldn't have had that much weight on it, you know. And then when you hear the alopecia thing, it's like, yeah, but I mean, really, to that extent, he didn't say like, hey, cue ball, or he didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, there was a million things like, hey, how was chemo? There's a million things that you could say that were far worse and derogatory towards her,
but still,
it doesn't matter if it's
still,
a joke.
If he literally got on stage and said, hey, Jada, fuck your mama. As bad as that was, Will does not have the right to go up and hit him.
No, absolutely not.
So when you hear that, people justifying that, that's what makes me worry.
Yeah.
That's what makes me worry. And it's going to be a conservative comic. Or look at all the drama we have when people go to speak at colleges. Mm. Now someone's going to say, well, he disrespected my beliefs, so I hit him. And then it will be a catchphrase. Will Smith, y'all. You'll see it. He got smithed out in the middle of nowhere. Or, you know.
He got Chris rocked.
Yeah, he got Chris. See? Look at that. See? Kat, do you have one? Oh, I hate to put you on the spot like that. That was kind of
for when somebody walks up and gets slapped in the face at a comedy club.
She said you got
Chris rocked.
No, it's got to be Smith.
Because I was talking you get rocked
because Chris
face.
Got rocked. Yeah, although
like,
again,
Chris took it like rocked. A champ. Yeah, he absolutely did.
He didn't even touch his face.
Oh, he got him. You can see the indentation. He got him.
He was probably stinging right after that.
But Chris grew up in New York, so I'm sure he's had a punch or two thrown at him in a day, and he went with it. I was just proud of the brother. He kept his arms behind his back because I think he was thinking, I've got more to lose than this dude does because I got to finish this show. And he put the work first because what he was about to fire back, because if you're going to take shots at a comedian, it's not going to be his physical response that tears you up. It's the verbal. And Chris caught himself because he started to go there. And that's what the little guy, Butterfield, wanted to know what he was going to finish his sentence. What was he going to say? Where he was like, I could have said, and he was like, and he caught himself. So because he stayed professional.
Craig Butterfield.
Craig Butterfield.
But Kat, you've been heckled before. And have you ever been heckled before?
Of course.
Yeah. So like... imagine, you know, you get heckled a little bit. Okay.
She's also been attacked, too.
You can deal with that. Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say.
Yeah. So, I mean,
somebody walked up in a bar and dumped a
before I was supposed to give a speech.
Yeah.
And that's okay?
It's not okay.
Absolutely not. And Kat wasn't even doing anything at the moment.
It's
not like she even made a joke with
and wouldn't have performed or wouldn't have performed again. Like, that can change your life to where she can't even. It's hard enough to get in front of a group of people and make them laugh.
Right.
Especially in the smart assery and the know-it-allism of the world today. Especially when while you're trying to do your craft, looking through the crowd to see, like, who's the most danger to me, and is the $8 an hour security guard watching on stage not checking his phone.
Yeah, there's enough to that is so nerve-wracking about it, not to worry about you're going to get clocked in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, again, if he'd have broke his jaw, which slaps hurt.
If you hit somebody the wrong way, you could really hurt somebody.
And Will's not a little
Smith
guy.
Will Smith is a tall, he's very
tall. He's got long arms. You know, he's had
he's
fight
strong.
Training.
Yeah.
His role in Muhammad Ali, plus, again, he was from Philly, so I'm sure he's been in a few. But again, it's just the message that it's sending to comics, and not just comics, keynote speakers, et cetera. So I don't know what the Academy does. I think Will, once he's had a few days to reflect, I think if he makes a gesture.
Well, he's apologized
to
Chris.
Yeah, but apologies don't mean nothing anymore.
And Chris Rock has not, as of this point, said anything.
And he shouldn't. And he doesn't have to accept his apology.
He has no reason to say anything.
No, you ruined the show. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson received an Academy Award for his life's work.
And nobody
none of
knew,
us is talking
yeah,
about it.
Nobody
here's
knew.
A question. Who won Best Supporting Actress?
Well, I knew for West Side Story. I don't know her name, but she won
exactly.
West Side Story.
Yeah, I didn't even know that much. Kat?
Yeah, I never know, though. I would never know. But the only reason I even knew that the Oscars were happening was pretty much because of the slap.
Nothing else is being talked about.
Right.
And he stole everyone else's.
He stole his own moment.
He stole his own moment. Yeah.
He stole his own moment.
The standing ovation for his thing is, again, just shows how sick. And I'm part of this group. I'm an actor. And sometimes you just have, I get it. Fame, money, attention, it is heavy. But when you give up your whole humanity and who you are, because nobody in that audience, if they were on that microphone and got slapped, would have been cheering for him. Afterwards, like, they should have turned their back on him. They should have booed. But no, he didn't check any of the boxes, because I guarantee you, if Chris would have been gay or anything else outside of his own box that Will Smith was in, it would have been a very different reaction, because we put words are more powerful these days than a physical act. A man mm-hmm. can be assaulted on a live studio in front of everybody and they'll cheer for the other guy because he hit somebody in his own lane.
Yeah, Kat, you had a good point the other day. I saw you on TV. You were saying, like, you know, everything's violence these days.
These people have been saying, like, words are violence for so long, and this is kind of like the logical conclusion of all those college kids saying, you know, words are violence. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised that so many people defended the fact that he hit him, but it's still awful. Like, I'm even more upsetting than the slap itself was to see how many people were defending it.
Yeah. Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back. I mean, that's literally someone like, yeah, I beat that old lady up because she gave me a dirty look and wouldn't sell me an apple in the store, so I beat her up. Well, I guess you had a good reason. She did hurt your feelings by telling you you have to pay for this.
Right.
I mean, and you're like, wow, that's a stretch.
Any action at that
but
point,
yeah,
right?
It's not a stretch. We're seeing people are beating the life out of women in the streets and are literally out within 4 or 6 hours. So I guess it's a microcosm of where we at. I hope something good comes from this. And I think the only way that happens if Will Smith is proactive and does a gesture to where people will go, wow, this dude gave back his Oscar. Because, and I think that's something, it will never happen. Gonna, yeah. It will never happen, but he doesn't, the responsibility, you know, you see it in all the Marvel movies, you know, with power comes great responsibility, and he's a role model, and he's been a role model, not just in the black community, but across this country. And
he was
one of the guys who did it right. You know, he caught so much hell for being the one black rapper who didn't cuss in his raps. He was the one guy
took
Jazzy Jeff with him, and was you could still catch them at basketball games together as friends. Like,
right,
this was a dude that, like, you could not help but get behind, you know, and he did movie and he was a great actor and he did the work.
I think that's why it was so jarring, though, because
it was
him.
Yeah.
And even his mother commented and said, I've never seen him act like that ever in my life.
And now everything that he stood for, I really think is just damning. I don't know. Like, I'll never look at him the same. And again, I'm just another man. But, you know, we all make mistakes and we all do things, but you got to own it. You know what I'm saying? And when you do that in front of the world, 15 million people. Well, it would have been 9 million people or less. But I'm telling you, half the country was like, damn, did you see that text? Will just hit him. But it was everywhere. So they got a spike in viewership because America loves a train accident. You know, unfortunately, I was knee deep in the Xbox game. So when I got the text, I was like, nah, dog, I can't. I'll lose points if I
saw it
right
the
now.
Next morning. Yeah. I didn't. I went to bed early. I actually forgot that the Oscars were on. But yeah, I saw it the next morning, and I thought it was fake. I seriously thought it was.
Well,
I thought it was a
staged
event.
So shocking, you thought it was staged.
I was like, "Oh, this is staged," and then I watched it a couple of times and was like, "Wow, Chris Rock is really shocked."
Yeah,
that
I knew it wasn't because of that reason.
I'm like,
also because it was edited a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, because the Japanese version was when you saw the cussing.
Yeah, because they wouldn't edit
Australia
it out.
They killed
too.
They killed the volume. And that in itself was beyond. You know,
because he was cursing and stuff. So
he could have just said that from the seat and not hit him.
Right.
Still, it'd be like, damn, bro, for real?
Yeah, especially because it's live TV. You can't curse on live TV.
But again, we have bigger problems in this country than Will Smith slapping people. You know, there was a great thing the other day where someone was like, and again, the Ukraine situation needs all our attention and help. But there was a picture of what the inner city in Baltimore looks like. And you honestly couldn't tell much of a difference.
Right.
You know, but we'll send umpteen billion dollars to other countries in trouble, but our own people who are in trouble, they do absolutely nothing for. Except convince them they're going to pass a bill that's going to help them, but the fine print is it's not for another 15 years. So, you know, we've got our own issues here, and I hope it just gets out of the news cycle.
Right.
It's time for us all to move on from
Everybody's been talking about it for so long.
Yeah, and everyone is an expert. You know, and I always say it's my opinion. Take it, do what you want with it. But, you know, it's speaking of moving on. So, Kat, what's the rest of your week look like?
Work.
Just working.
Working. How about you?
I'm working. I'm on day 15 since I haven't been home. Came off of the Crockett Cup defending my NWA World Television title against the great Rodney Mack. I was successful.
Congratulations.
Thanks. And then we did a bunch of TV and stuff, and it was always a good time to see the boys and the fellas. Devin, what's been going on with you? What's the rest of your work? I know you got some meetings.
I am always in a meeting. You know me.
Yeah.
Meetings.
Vacations planned?
I'm going on vacation.
You've been consistently at work a lot.
I know. I've been at work for way too long. I actually am going on vacation. Going to California.
Oh, yeah. It's been at least 2 weeks since you've had a vacation.
I know.
Yeah.
So I figured it was time.
Is Stone attending this vacation?
No.
He's got to work.
Is it a girls' trip with Project Blonde?
This is my sister's bachelorette.
Who's bringing the straws?
Oh, not
Kat,
anyone.
Kat just got comfortable.
She said absolutely no.
I'm sorry,
penis decor.
Not to bring up the past, but I wish we had the tape, but Not that we have even have tape anymore. I need to let tape go. I believe we have the digital footage of where she said there was no paraphernalia
at
hers.
Yeah, we replayed
that. And then Project Blonde became famous for her picture of said paraphernalia.
The Dalmatian Detective Agency was very good, but you guys will have to be better because there is none. My sister made me promise not to bring anything.
So send me an address.
Yeah.
You're
going to fly to...
I'm talking stars. I'm talking bouncy castle.
Send us some stuff.
I'm talking bouncy castle.
Who ordered the refrigerator box?
Oh, my gosh.
Don't open it.
My sister actually would be hilarious.
No, I am dying. All right. So, wow. Okay. Well, I guess we'll look forward to the photo shoot.
Exactly. Oh, there's definitely going to be a photo shoot. Don't worry.
For sure.
Don't worry.
Ladies and gentlemen, Georgie is in the building making fists at me. So, what have we learned?
I learned that Georgie can string together a pretty good sentence.
Yeah, she's not.
Using some creative language.
I did too. I learned about, what was it, G. Willikers F***?
Yeah.
I'm going to adopt that one to my own.
It's a throw off. It's I think if you had a heckler charge you and you hit him they would pause long enough for you to get away.
Gee Willikers needs to be within the vocabulary.
Tyrus and Tiff have been known to bring back a word or two. Nary is now back in mainstream. We worked hard for that one, and unfortunately, probably diddle too. But, let's see, what did I learn today? I learned that. There's going to be another suspicious bachelorette party that you're involved in. And Tim's investigative journalism full effect, and Project Blonde is not invited.
No, she's not, unfortunately. Okay. She's my friend, not my sister's
friend. So you have to find another source. You want to come in and say the end of the story, Georgie?
You come take us home, Georgie.
Come take us home. For more podcasts like this, exactly like this,
you can check us out
at foxnewspodcast.com. Right there. All right, Georgie, take us home. All you got to say is, enough said.
Enough said, and how dare you talk about me.
My bad. Well, that's a whole other episode. Don't you do it. Don't you even think about doing it. Don't do it. She's making that F face. Devin, do not put the microphone. Georgie, I'm not a stranger. I'm your father.
Peace out, f***er.
Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.